Such gratitude arises in me that you, everyone who online and by podcast is meditating, I just bow. I bow to you. Thank you. For the world, thank you. For every single being and type of being on Earth. For that matter, in the solar system. For that matter, in the universe. Thank you. We begin with the heart, and therefore a smile. And if we sit well so that our heart has room and our lungs have room, then our body smiles too. And all the Devic lives that this body is comprised of, and the energy fields of our bodies, all our bodies. If we sit well, they all coordinate, and the Devas are very happy. That experience is direct perception. We all experienced immediately and directly that in fact there are devas, there are life forms that are very subtle, very luminescent. We might not have perceived their luminescence, but we would have perceived their vibrancy. And we directly experienced, without any filter system, that they were happy just because we sat well. That's direct perception. There's nothing fancy about it. There's nothing fancy about it. So if in your mind, it's some level of intuition or Buddhic this or that or some sort of convoluted, I don't know, some sort of really big hurdle and thought form that is in your mind about direct perception. You can let it go because that's just not true. And the proof is that we all just experienced it. We smile with ourselves. Well, that's pretty direct perception too. And we smile with, wow. Wow, you know, truth is really simple, very present, and you know, what we do in our heads is kind of kooky. So out of compassion, we smile. And start to let that garbage go, recycle it, compost it. I don't know. You know, that's what we would do with Tantra, you know, a Tantriyama. We would compost it. We would turn it into something really fertile. So we smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath. We're not looking for anything. We're simply sitting. The past is gone. The future doesn't exist yet. We are present in the now, in this millisecond. Because the next millisecond is future. It doesn't exist yet. So in the heart of the moment is the essence of you. So we simply sit. In the heart of the moment. If the mind wanders, it's looking for something. That's the habit we have. Always chasing, always going somewhere, always in motion. Mentally, we're in motion. Emotionally, we're in motion. Physically, always in motion. So to sit, to breathe, to be present, is a mountain of training. But like a mountain, if we train in this, awareness is going to be there for a long time, just like a mountain. Majestic, powerful, awe-inspiring, and unmistakably real. So we sit in the heart of this moment and let it open inside us. Because no matter what we're chasing in our mind, it is not better than this moment. This moment is rich, textured, voluptuous. This moment is raw and powerful, awe-inspiring and real. And anything in our mind is actually not real. Just fabrications. But this moment is real. So we sit and breathe and be in the heart of the moment. We smile with the world. And the heart of the moment blesses the world through our breath and our sitting. We breathe with the world, present, unmistakably so, like a mountain on the horizon is unmistakable. Love you all. It's very simple. Don't get caught by the traps in emotion mind. It's very simple. Love you all. Create your day.